U.S. troops in South Korea herald the launch of a space arm at Osan Air Force Base south of Seoul. Following a similar ceremony in Hawaii 3 weeks earlier, it will be America's eyes in the sky tracking missile activity in North Korea in near real time to detect, disrupt, and destroy.
The U.S. military is faster, better connected, more informed, precise, and lethal because of space.
Among the nearly 70 ballistic missiles North Korea has test-fired this year is the so-called monster missile, the Hwasong-17. It puts the entire United States within reach and could have the capability of sending multiple nuclear warheads to multiple destinations.
As North Korea ramps up its military ambitions, be it developing intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, or indeed nuclear testing, Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo are strengthening their military cooperation. But experts in Seoul say that the vision of U.S. Space Force's Korea is wider. It aims to reach across the greater Indo-Pacific region, and that means monitoring and acquiring intelligence on China.
At the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore earlier this year, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin described the Asia-Pacific as a priority theater for Washington, calling for a rules-based international order. North Korea analyst Kim Dong-yup says increasingly polarizing global geopolitics, exacerbated by Russia's war in Ukraine, is leaving middle powers like South Korea to choose a side.
If you consider a missile flying from China to the U.S. mainland, you have Hawaii in the middle, and South Korea is the closest point to China, even more so than Japan.
The details of U.S. Space Force's Korea, such as its size, are not yet known, nor how it will work with Seoul's newly launched Space Operations Squadron under its Air Force. Eunice Kim, Al Jazeera, Seoul.